That's about all close loaders, and then have a radio.
Yeah. You said you had dressers in there. You ever hear of any other words for that?
Oh, well, that's what they call them. Let's see.
When you're living in the other house in Oselin, did you have names for the furniture in the bedroom?
No, I guess I've always called them dressers.
Really, down here?
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear them called chests of drawers?
Yeah, sometimes. That's what my wife called them.
Really? Would your parents have used that term more than you?
No, they called them dressers.
Yeah.
They called them dressers.
Uh-huh.
And, because Joe's and Warren, they had chests of drawers in them. That's right.
You know the difference? Is there any difference in the way they were built? Or?
No, every same thing. That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. You said this here was the coming through.
Oh, the hall?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And then this in here?
That'd be a utility room.
What do you keep in there?
That'd be the washing machine, the dryer, and the freezer, and the refrigerator. Yes. That's more or less your laundry room, and then you have cleaning supplies in the closet there. The waxes and chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the bedrooms for a second, if you didn't have closet built in, what would you?
Well, people use wardrobes that didn't have closets. Did have kind of a big, something big to hang the clothes in, the wardrobe.
What'd that look like?
Well, it'd just be about 6 foot tall and about 28 inches deep and possibly 4 or 5 foot wide. And then you'd have either a single door or a double door with drawers behind one door to put your clothes and things in.
Was it made out of anything in particular?
Yeah, it made out of wood. I made one back in industrial arts class. And it's out in the shooters upstairs right now, that old plywood wardrobe made.
Did you ever make any out of cedar?
Well, we didn't make too much out of cedar down here. When they made cedar, they made what they call a cedar chest for just clothes storage.
How big would that be?
They would be about 3 foot high and about 2 foot wide and about 4 foot long. That's more or less what you'd store your winter clothes in to keep the moths out. See, cedar is supposed to repel the moths and those things. But most all houses down here has a cedar chest or two.
Mm-hmm. Where would they keep the chest?
Well, they usually keep them sometime in the bedroom at the foot of the bed. It'd be the same as your lane chest.
That's your what?
Lane, that's a brand of chest they sell down through here. Mm-hmm. But, now the big chest we have in the hall, right over the dining room there, that's a big cypress chest. We picked it up in Tifton that comes from Jacksonville.
I guess it was about 3 years.
But, that's got around an 18 or 20 inch board, a single board on it.
And, what do you keep in there?
We keep the blankets and. Let's see, it's mostly blankets and that's all, blankets and winter things. You keep it where the moths can't get to it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you have in the dining room?
Well, there's cabinets on the walls and then we have the table and chairs, benches, table and benches. And cabinets on the divider. And that's about all. Winter.
Mm-hmm. I guess the next room coming to would be what?
The kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, later.